All right, everyone, welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, today's episode is going to hit different. We're talking about something that feels as crucial as breathing in today's crazy world, how to create a schedule that actually works for you and your family. Ever feel like you're drowning into DOS, running around like a headless chicken? You know that feeling when everyone needs you at once and you're trying to juggle work, kids, meals, errands, all while pretending to have it all together? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There's a better way. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into the art of scheduling with some practical Stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Remember, friends, Stoicism isn't about being rigid or robotic, it's about finding that inner peace and control even amidst the chaos. And let me tell you, a well-structured schedule is like your secret weapon for achieving just that. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock a world of calm and productivity. 1. It's all about intention. Before we even talk about time blocks and calendars, remember this. Your schedule should reflect your values. What matters most? Family time, personal growth, creative pursuits. Once you know what fuels your soul, everything else falls into place. Think of it like this: your schedule shouldn't just be a list of tasks, it should be a roadmap to living a life that feels truly meaningful. 2. Embrace the power of no. Let's face it, saying no can be tough. But trust me, learning to decline commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is essential for a successful schedule. Think of it like protecting your time and energy. Those are precious resources, just like money. 3. Batch it up. Ever feel like you're constantly switching gears between tasks? This constant context switching can be a major productivity killer. Instead, try batching similar tasks together. Dedicate specific blocks of time for emails, phone calls, creative work, or even household chores. It might sound counterintuitive, but focusing on one thing at a time allows you to get into a flow state and actually achieve more. 4. Don't forget the breaks. Listen up, because this is crucial. Just like your phone needs charging, so do you. Schedule regular breaks throughout your day. Even short 5-minute pauses can make a world of difference in maintaining focus and preventing burnout. Take a walk, stretch, meditate, or simply step away from screens for a bit. It's not laziness, it's self-care. 5. Review and adjust. Your schedule isn't set in stone, folks. Life is constantly changing, so your plan should be able to adapt. Regularly review your schedule at least once a week and make adjustments based on what's working and what needs tweaking. Celebrate the wins, learn from the missteps, and keep evolving. Now, let me paint you a picture of a real-life scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine this: it's Monday morning, your alarm blares at 6 a.m., and suddenly you're faced with a mountain of tasks. Getting kids ready for school, making breakfast, packing lunches, catching up on emails, prepping for that important meeting. You know the drill. It feels like there are simply not enough hours in the day. But wait. What if I told you there's a better way? Instead of rushing through the morning in a frenzy, picture this. You wake up, have a mindful moment to yourself, maybe a quick meditation or some journaling. You plan out your meals for the week, ensuring healthy and delicious options are ready to go. You batch your emails, focusing on them during designated time slots. And you involve your kids by making it a fun family activity to pack lunches together. See the difference? By implementing these simple Stoic principles, intentionality, mindfulness, control over your energy, you can transform that chaotic Monday morning into a calm and productive start to your week. Remember, it's about finding systems that work for you and your unique needs. So there you have it, friends. 5 key takeaways to help you create a schedule that empowers you, not enslaves you. Embrace the power of intention. Don't be afraid to say no. Batch those tasks, take those well-deserved breaks, and review and adjust your plan regularly. Remember, the ultimate goal is to create a life that feels aligned with your values, where you can show up fully present for yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you. I hope today's episode inspired you to take charge of your time and create a schedule that truly serves you. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little scheduling magic in their life. And as always, I can't wait to connect with you on social media. Let me know what you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.